I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, April 14th. At least one person was injured when a pedestrian was struck by a vehicle on Quincy Shore Drive this morning. Police say it happened near the Clam Box restaurant at about 5:30 a.m. A pedestrian was hit and a vehicle crashed into the seawall. State police are handling the investigation. State police are still searching for the driver that struck and killed a pedestrian on Route 93 in Braintree early yesterday. A 42-year-old Boston man was struck and killed on the southbound side of the highway near the Braintree split at around 4 a.m. The victim's name has not been released, and police are trying to determine a description of the suspect's vehicle. The MBTA says the parking garages at the Quincy Adams and Braintree stations will reopen next Tuesday. Both garages have been closed since last October for some major renovation projects. The T says some work will continue after the reopenings. The projects included adding more parking, improving pedestrian safety, adding a new elevator in Braintree, and new bicycle storage at Quincy Adams. There were 15 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with the active case total now at 162. Quincy remains in the yellow category on the risk assessment map, and there have been 152 deaths. Quincy Public Schools are offering free counseling sessions for parents who are concerned about their children experiencing stress when returning to school after being away during the pandemic. The schools have teamed up with Aspire Health Alliance of Quincy to offer the remote counseling sessions on April 27th at 7 p.m. and May 5th at 6 p.m. Call 617-378-1049 to pre-register. A local boy celebrating his final cancer treatment by going to see his favorite hockey team. Quinn Waters, a 5-year-old from Weymouth known as the Mighty Quinn, recently completed his 30th round of radiation after being diagnosed with brain cancer for the second time in his young life. Yesterday, Quinn and his family went to TD Garden to watch the Bruins play the Sabres. Before the game, Bruins player, fellow Weymouth native Charlie Coyle, tossed a puck to Quinn in the stands. Boston also came up victorious, defeating Buffalo in a shootout. In October of 2019, Quinn got to drop the puck before the Bruins game on what was Hockey Fights Cancer Night. Boston would beat the Sharks that night 5-1. Blood drives were held in honor of Quinn earlier this month. His mother, Tara Waters, is a Quincy police officer. Quinn was first diagnosed with a brain tumor, medulloblastoma, on February 11th of 2019. He then had an 8-hour surgery the next week to remove the majority of the tumor, which was the size of a lime and sitting on his brain stem. He would then undergo rigorous chemotherapy treatments before getting a stem cell transplant in June of 2019. Quinn's treatment kept him homebound for the summer of 2019, but he received a steady stream of visitors to his window, including Coyle, the Dropkick Murphys, and the Patriots cheerleaders. A group of Randolph police officers teamed up to purchase a violin and a year's worth of lessons in an effort to help cheer up an 8-year-old girl they met while responding to a call. Sergeant Daniel Zader, Officer Rich Lucy, and Officer Sean Palmer met 8-year-old Kristen recently while responding to an incident. Police did not release specific details about the call, but said that while trying to comfort Kristen, the officers learned that she used to play the ukulele and one day hoped to learn violin. Hoping to brighten Kristen's day, the officer decided to buy her a violin. They sought donations from other members in the department and within days raised enough to purchase the instrument along with a year of lessons at the Stoughton Music Center. Police hope this isn't the last time they get the chance to visit with the aspiring musician. They hope she can play for them in the future. Massachusetts car owners will have more time to replace an expiring sticker as a vendor problem continues to prevent vehicle inspections from taking place. The Registry of Motor Vehicles said it's extending a grace period for those with expired March 2021 and April 2021 inspection stickers through May 31st. Anyone who just bought a vehicle, which typically requires an inspection within 7 days, will have until April 30th to get an inspection. And those who recently got a rejection sticker and are in a 60-day free retest window have one extra day for every day the system remains down. Back on March 30th, a malware attack hit the computer system run by vendor Atlas Technologies that processes the inspections. The vendor sent out a patch to service stations last week, but the system is still down. Governor Baker said Monday the delay needs to be resolved by the end of the week. The company told the RMV the system should be operating by this Saturday. Police will not be ticketing anyone driving with an expired sticker for the time being. Well, prosecutors expect to decide today whether to charge the white former police officer who fatally shot a black man during a traffic stop in a Minneapolis suburb, sparking nights of protests and raising tensions amid the nearby murder trial of the ex-officer charged with killing George Floyd. Brooklyn Center Police Officer Kim Potter and Police Chief Tim Gannon resigned 2 days after Potter shot 20-year-old Dante Wright. Gannon has said he believed Potter mistakenly grabbed her pistol while she was trying to pull out her taser. Former officer Derek Chauvin was justified in pinning George Floyd to the ground because he kept struggling. According to a use of force expert testifying for the defense yesterday, contradicting a parade of authorities from both inside and outside the Minneapolis Police Department. Taking the stand at Chauvin's murder trial, Barry Broad, a former Santa Rosa, California officer, stoutly defended Chauvin's actions, even as a prosecutor pounded away at the witness, banging the lectern at one point during cross-examination and growing incredulous when Broad suggested Floyd was struggling because he wasn't resting comfortably on the pavement. President Biden will withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on America that were coordinated from that country. Biden will lay out his vision for the way forward in Afghanistan and the timeline for the withdrawal in remarks this afternoon, according to the White House, punctuating the nearly 2 decades U.S. troops have fought and died in Afghanistan. The president will then visit Section 60 of Arlington National Cemetery to honor the sacrifice of those who died in recent American conflicts. The Senate is poised to start debate on legislation confronting the rise of potential hate crimes against Asian Americans, a growing problem during the coronavirus crisis that will also test whether the chamber can push past partisanship on an issue important to many constituents. Typically, the Democratic-sponsored COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act might quickly face a filibuster opposed by Republicans who prefer a different approach. But under the Senate leaders' agreement struck at the start of the year, Republicans and Democrats pledged to at least try to debate the bills to see if they could reach agreement through the legislative process. President Biden's COVID-19 vaccination campaign hit a snag when federal regulators recommended a pause in administering Johnson & Johnson shots, but the White House portrayed the action as important validation of his measured approach throughout the rollout. Biden declared that even with a temporary loss of J&J's one-shot vaccine, there is a huge supply of Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, enough that, quote, is basically 100% unquestionable for every single solitary American. The president will address a joint session of Congress for the first time on April 28th. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi extended the invitation to Biden yesterday, sharing your vision for addressing the challenges and opportunities of this historic moment, she said. The White House said Biden accepted the invitation. The speech will come just before Biden's 100th day in office and will provide him an opportunity to update the American public on his progress toward fulfilling his promises. It will also give him a chance to make the case for the $2.3 trillion infrastructure package he unveiled earlier this month, which the House is aiming to pass by July 4th. Check of business news this morning. Stocks were mixed. The Dow was down 68. The NASDAQ rose 146. And the S&P added 13. Global stocks were higher. The dollar declined. The euro rose. Oil at almost $61 a barrel. In sports, Bruins did beat the Sabres 3-2 in a shootout. Celtics over Portland 116-115. And the Red Sox beat the Twins 4-2. They'll play again in Minnesota at 2:10 this afternoon. The National Weather Service forecast for today, a morning sprinkle, otherwise partly sunny, and highs in the low 50s. For tonight, cloudy, low 43. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, high 50 degrees. Windswept rain on Friday with the possibility of some wet snowflakes. Highs Friday only in the upper 40s. Saturday, cloudy, breezy, and a high of 52. Partly sunny, 56 for Sunday. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, a light easterly wind at a high tide right before 2 p.m. Sunrise at 6:04, setting at 7:24. So again, a morning shower, otherwise partly sunny and low 50s today. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, April 14th.